Hello. This is the first episode of Spirit Speaks, which is a podcast centering around spirituality and realizing that it doesn't matter where we are, who we are, what walk of life we're walking, spirit is always speaking. And this is a dedication to that, as well as a reflection on that. And I am laughing so much right now because I've never done this. This is my first time. This is the first time I'm recording, and it feels weird, but I was guided to start this, and as soon as I thought seriously about this, I was asked, do I have one? You know, people are asking me, am I gonna start one? And as soon as I like took myself seriously, the name came automatically, and that was a sign that this is, in fact, exactly what's supposed to be going on right now, because I am one talkative person, and although YouTube videos and things like that, I've dabbled in that, I feel like this would be a lot more convenient, as well as accessible, because as someone who loves podcasts themselves, they're just very freaking convenient and accessible on all platforms using this recording tool, which right now I'm using Anchor. So that's just an introduction to everything, but today I wanted to talk about resolutions. Today is December 22nd, and we're almost, what, I don't even know, 8 or 9 or 10 days until the new year. I know for me, the new year and New Year's Eve and things like that, I always have a lot of anxiety around that time because you're kind of pressured and pushed to have fun. Like, everyone is sharing their outfits and, like, the parties they're going to, and I lived in New York City. Well, I went to upstate, I went to undergrad in upstate New York, and so, and my family lives in New York City, so for all the holidays and things like that, I would spend with them, and then obviously, like, my friends also lived in New York City as well, and New Year's Eve was probably my least fun time in New York City, believe it or not, because it's all this weird pressure. It's all this weird pressure to have fun. And I think that also applies to resolutions as well. There's such a pressure for you to have some new things that you want to do, or have some new ideas that you want to execute, or have this vision for 2020. And while, of course, you know, goal planning and setting is always, you know, beneficial, I think that you decide when your new year ends, or begins. You decide when your new year begins. And it can be hard sometimes, because it being winter, especially being dark and cold, you know, this is not really a time of newness. This is a time of stillness. This is a time of calmness. This is a time for being inside, going into hibernation mode. So does it even make sense for us to have these resolutions and have these new goals and have these things when in actuality, human biology, like the nature around us, biology in general, is urging us and encouraging us to stay inside and be still and reflect. It's a weird concept. And I'm a firm believer that it doesn't matter what day of the week or whatever it is, you know, you have power over everything. It all has to do with your perspective, your reality, everything going on, everything happening to you is due to your perspective. So for me personally, I love to claim my new year as my birthday and spending my birthday exactly how I want to spend the whole year and being in a meditative state and calm and cleansed and just feeling amazing, preferably on a beach, preferably with family, preferably eating really good food. But this past year, I've taken off of pressure from myself to plan this whole birthday dinner, plan this whole thing, and you have to go out and you have to get drunk and you have to do all these other things that we're kind of trained. Well, that's what you do on your birthday. You let loose, you go crazy, whatever. This year, I decided to, on a whim, like super last minute, decided to visit my family in Trinidad. My family is from Trinidad, and I decided to stay in Trinidad for a week, and I decided to go solo to Tobago for a couple days and for my birthday, and it was the best decision I've made in such a long time. And in that space, in the sun, in my freedom, in my meditation, I was really able to reflect and really ask myself, what do I want to happen between now and the next age and next year and my next return, you know, solar return or whatever, or strong. I always get those things mixed up. But it really allowed me to reflect. And because I claimed that day to be my new year, it was my new year. So if you're feeling off, if you're feeling weird about this whole resolution new year thing, know that it's all due to your perception. It's all due to how you want your life to be. In spirituality, a lot of times I talk about, like on my page and stuff, I talk about how spirituality is bullshit. Because it truly is bullshit. It's bullshit until you believe that it's not. And that's with every belief, that's with everything in life. And while certain things are proven and it's hard to argue, we give everything that we want to give value, we give it value. So if I'm sitting in front of my altar and I'm having this wave of consciousness and this download, I can either say that, no, that's bullshit, like this is just like my random thoughts, or maybe I'm hearing someone from the next apartment building or whatever, or I can say, those are my ancestors speaking to me, that spirit speaking to me. It's all due to your perception and how much value that you want to put on certain things and certain dates, certain things that happen in your life, everything. All of the magic and all of the power is within you. If you want to wake up on Monday morning, and right now it's a Sunday, so if you want to wake up tomorrow morning and you want to say, tomorrow's my 2020, period, that's it, then that's it. That is literally, that is literally it, because you have the power at the end of the day to dictate what is going on in your reality. And just because the whole collective is thinking one thing, or a group of people think one thing, it doesn't mean that that automatically is law, or that automatically is truth. Because at the end of the day, the calendar system that we live by, sure, it is widely accepted, but it wasn't always used. So, that's just a word and a reflection on that. And And another thing that I want to say and uplift and talk about or whatever is the fact that for a resolution to work, if you want to make these resolutions, right? For a resolution to work, you have to fully A, believe that it can work, and B, put in the work step by step to lead up to it. If you're not a person who goes to the gym every day and you have a resolution to go to the gym every day, how is that gonna work? And just like if you're a person who has a small business and you want to have a bigger volume of people or customers or whatever, for you to achieve that resolution, you have to start from the ground up and move towards your resolution. I think understanding that resolutions are stamps in time. They're not really these goals in a sense. They are goals, but they're these snapshots in time, but there was time before then and there will be time after then. After that timestamp. So you have to honor the time before to get there and stay in gratitude so that it may be extended to the time after. I think that's maybe where people go a little bit wrong in making resolutions and trying to live them out. Because you are essentially expecting yourself, a human, a social human, I'm assuming, who, you know, is like any other human, has learned behavior, you know, a reward system in the brain, things like that. You're expecting yourself to change. You're expecting yourself to essentially shift realities a lot of times. Not for all resolutions, but for many resolutions. You're expecting yourself to shift realities into something that's unattainable for your current self. Take step-by-step things or actions that will bring you closer and closer to that snapshot in time and make it attainable and make it realistic. Maybe returning to something. I know for me, I haven't really sat down to make any resolutions, but I know for me, one thing that I really want to implement is spending more time with spirit in the morning. You know, whether that is reading or, you know, meditating and things like that, but really taking the time out and at least 20 minutes in the morning to spend time with spirit. I think also if you want to bring your resolutions into fruition, into reality, be grateful for every step that you take towards that resolution. Be grateful for every moment that you have that's contributed to that resolution. For example, for me, if I want to have more clients, I have a website, yourspiritualmermaid.com. If I want to have more clients or whatever, I think something that can easily propel that into my reality is being grateful for everyone who has already supported me. Every person who feels comfortable enough to come to me on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly basis, who makes it a priority to allow me to help them and elevate them. Being grateful for those people and really in meditation in that and appreciation in that. And being of that vibration of gratitude and happiness and pure, you know, humbleness, I think will truly push my reality or shift my reality into something that I much more prefer, because I'm already feeling that, I'm already experiencing that. And that's exactly what the law of attraction is. Knowing that something can happen because it's already happened. And being so
grateful for that thing, even though maybe, yeah, I'm being grateful for, you know, 20 clients, but I want 200. Being so grateful for that 20 that it feels like 200. So that now 200 could come so easily because you already have felt that. You already have been in that mind space. You've already manifested that vibration and that energy within yourself, that it's now seeking you. Your resolution is now seeking you. So, this was a tiny mini intro episode on my take on resolutions and everything about the new year, which is still a weird time for me. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do. I low-key just want to stay inside and order food and meditate and some shit and like sit and be warm, but I know my Gemini ass is gonna want to go out the house and look cute and this, that, and the third. We'll see. I don't know, but I think the main thing to take away from this is, you know, you decide and you give value to what you want to give value to, and it's no one else's choice but yours. And don't let anyone pressure you or make you feel weird or whatever about your own choices, because at the end of the day, it's your reality. It's no one else's. And you are in complete control. And even though that might not seem what it is right now, I think the more that you sit with yourself, the more that you're introspective, the more that you can see that you really have manifested all of this, all that's going on into your life, the good and the bad. So, I hope everyone has an amazing day, amazing night, amazing morning, wherever you are, and I'll speak to you soon. Peace, love, and light.